At your mom traumatized your little I should body shame you.
Ule wachache.
Kaina ni pastor.
Eh. Hey.
Kwani akunanga the blood and body of Christ.
Hey, it's what you think. That's crazy really, though. Yeah.
She, do you think if Jesus... No.
No. No. No.
Me, I'm not doing another episode. We are going to be asking the comments. You guys believe in God. So, I will go back.
That other episode went on water,
how,
man.
On how you felt okay, when you were a kid. And how would she... Why is she body shaming? Why, what is she body
shaming? Masa lingumu.
Are you thicker than your mom?
I know, my mom is thick.
So...
She used to say... She used to say, "Let's only one mama okay in the church." Okay, but me, I'm curvy, right? So we have different problems. So I'm always curvy when I was
what?
Like, uh-huh. No, listen.
That's the problem.
No, like justify. Justify.
Let me learn.
Learn.
When I was a kid, like you can the church. Oh,
no,
church.
Yeah,
anything I could wear, they were like, you're distracting men in the church.
Everyone, I want an insecure.
Bye.
Yeah.
So, you're about to see everyone.
So, Shaka, you've been like this for how long?
My mom defending me to the fuel it.
Yo.
So, mother, cook one up to 10 million.
She's trying to age.
And my mom literally used to burn my clothes. If I, like, what? My mom used to buy me tight clothes in here, and then my mom burns it.
Oh my god.
It was like a.
I'm sorry, but I thank God for my mom now.
You should.
She used to buy me now the clothes that your mom would buy.
At that time,
it took a lot to wear my first dress. It took a lot.
I even thought probably it's because the tie thing.
What is the thigh thing? Big babes.
No, because like you, when you rub your thighs, you get.
Oh, when I was fat, that used to happen to me.
You were fat?
I was fat.
It's how you put it so that it can be recognized. When I was fat, as it boy. Ah, okay.
Wait, bro.
Whoever is editing that shit.
Hey.
If you show me running.
Bro, you are running regardless.
Usionyeshe madem zilikuwa na kama. Like, hizo ni za bibi na watoto. As in, hizo si necessary.
Hizo ni za watu wanakupenda.
How ni watu do or die, man.
But you look good now. What are you afraid of?
The past.
See, before and after.
Shaka.
You should be proud, actually.
Shaka, you look good now. You're fine now. But the problems you have are not caused by present issues. They're caused by trauma from the past.
Oh. You could be easily triggered.
Fuck.
Pull the trigger. Rihanna said it.
What do you mean?
I.
So wait, what used to happen? As you hear this trigger, this time. Me, I'm not gonna lie. So you understand. So I'm in your lap, alafu. Like, is it with everything? Like with every piece of clothing?
No, just dressing.
No, not really. Even
so, Kenya Shaka had different problems.
Oh, jeans, they rub off alafu. Yeah, but back in the day, when we man,
you know how much effort it takes to put on jeans.
I don't.
As a thick person, I relate to. You know, you gotta.
You have to do some jumping jacks up.
I didn't say the jump to put my jeans on. It's crazy. It's
so true. It's
so wait,
pray for me, guys.
So kiddos, let's get a thigh bands bad. What are kiddos?
Real, thank you.
No, it's okay.
I'm serious. I'm very serious.
Ukilala.
Yes, you. When you're not moving in bed.
Nigga!
What are you saying? No, me, that's what I want to hear. Explain.
My when you move, in bed. When you're walking.
When you guys don't move.
You guys don't move in bed.
You don't change position.
You guys stay in bed in one position the whole night.
When you all are dead.
What is, are you dead? Are you mummy?
Let me ask you. If in the position that you are changing, when is the leg? When are
the
legs?
Yeah, when the legs together.
Am I you guys
now? When are the legs together?
What the heck? What the heck?
What?
Kwani una match kwa kitanda?
No, as in, simsea anaweza lala na tumbo. Alafu flip lala na mgongo. Si ndio?
Alafu lale on your side.
Alafu lale on your
side. You guys actually sleep. You guys
yes, Mike, how do you sleep?
No, chill. Let me just confirm something. You guys, when you're in bed, when you're like, you know, subconsciously, when you're sleeping, is that you're sleeping with someone?
You're alone.
The time that you're in bed, you are just free.
Sorry.
And me, when I'm in bed and I'm free, me, I move around. Bro. Like, I toss the time. Like, I'm very serious.
But trust me, there is no time you'll be moving like this.
Yeah, you know, so you're not doing
constant,
this.
It has to be constant movement, not like once or twice. Yes. It has to be like constant movement.
Yeah.
Like, for example, you put at the foot of the bed.
Yeah. And even though, how does that affect your picture? Like,
See, because kwani unasonga aje, guys. Missy,
like, no, kutembea. They just
shoot. Aye, sawa basi. Now, let me ask you something else.
Yes.
That I am afraid of asking. Ukiwa na anko, is that affecting?
As you?
Oh yeah, tricosnil.
No, it doesn't. When you are your legs together,
like
the friction.
No,
I
I've been asking this. Why you guys? No, I've been asking. I've been asking.
Kwani doesn't Tanko put them together sometime?
That's the proper moja lini.
Like it's just tight.
Actually,
like, nah, there's some.
Akuna kitu, akuna times
na must tell the deadly.
Yeah.
And even though they are together, they are not. There is no friction.
But as you go for more, just like to lazima ipate open air. Lazima create air.
Welcome.
That's crazy. I'm just falling here.
What do you mean lazima?
Si lazima. Lazima utafute access.
Nani atafute access? Yeah.
Si wewe mwenye unataka ku access.
So yes, so lazima.
So lazima akuna anga time.
Dispatch.
Takuaje hivi.
Spread the word.
Yeah,
hata kikuwa peke yake akuna times na kuanga hivi.
Yeah, I think you might be right. I'm wrong.
The question is answered.
Yeah, Roy, actually, what? The hell, Jenny? That's
yeah, it's true. It's true. Me never get, bro. You're actually right.
Okay. But ni ukweli, as in, when are your legs ever together when you're having three course meals?
Mm.
Even as a man.
Hey!
Na plan.
Maswali nyeti.
Ngoja. Tapata jibu. Ngoja, give me time.
What you say?
Umesema plan.
No.
Tunahitaji hapo body.
Utakapo hii podcast.
Who's introducing us?
Ah, ni mimi lakini ngoja.
I changed. I'm sorry. Ni akili yangu imen. Yeah. There's a time her legs can be together.
They've told you.
There's a time I've seen it myself.
Sorry. But there is no friction even though.
Yeah, there's no friction. Yeah, there's no friction.
So you're just not moving.
Huh?
Can you introduce the episode though?
See the image.
Si akiwa amelala chini, she's there not moving.
The image that is in your head is that is the one I have.
Are you sure?
It's in our head.
I mean, on miguu kidogo.
Just a little bit.
Maybe.
Niko na kitenda wili.
Can we have a picture?
Oh, hell no!
Like, and could you be the top? Could you be the top person?
And with that, welcome back to Obvious, ladies and gentlemen. It's your boy, Mr. Brian Hyde, Michael Kimathi.
Banta boy.
Captain of the street.
It's your boy, Roy, the top boy.
Back again. Yeah.
It's her.
Yeah.
Back again.
It's like a smart man in her life.
Aspire.
Like students.
And like a light skin, 6'3", bent to the left.
That was the right though.
The right.
Nosim.
Is
her name.
Don't worry.
No, she's
a practice.
I can't do that no more.
I can't do that no more.
Oh,
can you switch? I'm only multitude. Last time I don't do that anymore.
No, like, did she come mic and then they were like, hi guys, it's Nosim Natasha again on Walking the Street. So happy to be here again. This is actually fun, but don't perceive me, as I said before, don't perceive me.
For sure,
this don't is worry. Just
banter, baby.
We'll put
this
the disclaimer.
This is just how
this is just me on camera.
Yeah.
My standing deadly.
She keeps her legs together when she's outside.
Tell me, I remember there's a time back in. We're talking about the definition of terms. So this week we're talking about what's a date. So you come out.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yes, a date is anything you plan.
Yeah.
And you go to an establishment with another person, be it male, be it female, be it a friend.
It's all a date. Father.
So is that in agreement? Sweet me kubaliana? That a date is when you, like Shaka me.
Apart from Shaka, Shaka would not accept that for emojis, you know.
So
no, you actually need to ask.
So if me and you know, if you go out for lunch right now, that's a date.
If we plan to, yes.
Yeah, if you plan.
Yeah.
The keyword.
Keyword is plan.
I feel like impromptu. Mimi watu mwingie kabezi mkule. Lakini kama eka effort, hiyo ni lunch. Lakini kama leka effort mkachoose spot mkasema on the 20th of April. Hey. Tunaenda hii place kufanya
really.
You need it.
So,
you need it.
Okay, I actually have another place. Let me just hear. Let me ask you. What I want to ask here. What I say. Is it a date? What's a date to you? is a date with a significant other, or it has to be with anyone. It can be anyone.
Ninamse anadai kudish. So wezi na date na mother yako?
No.
Na sister yako?
Ukiwa na mbogi. Aya, so naka
hiyo ni hanga.
Hiyo ni out.
Hiyo ni hanga. Sasa niseme ni. Sasa
ni same ni mada bro.
Aya, so any with that with any woman standard man.
Let's say you don't like shaka like that. You're not looking forward to, like, you know. If you tell her, like, you're not planning to have a 3-course meal with her, so you tell her on this day, you're going to have a lunch. What is that? Because, like, you don't want to dish her.
You're not out. I'm a semi-out.
You're not out. 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 You're not
Kama experience ni wewe ni tunatai kukutish. You got on a fucking t-shirt.
Next caption. I'm asking everyone. Woo! This thing is a date. Like, if me and you go right now for lunch, is that a date?
Planning. It's just an out.
Yeah. So if you plan and we're not doing anything like romantic, that's not a date. Not a date.
Yeah,
it's really sparking.
I'm asking everyone. I'm asking, is that
your niyake?
So,
your son is deaf. Yeah,
a date. Same, do you agree?
With her,
provided it's planned, it's a date,
not with him.
Bishop,
Bishop. Chill. So, summary, wala sawa kwenye mic umesema, isipokuwa producer,
mtu mbaya,
uko na plan, inaweza kuwa na best, inaweza kuwa na msee unadai kukula, but na producer. Kawe ndo mission, inakuwa date. Kama siwe mission, it's just an out.
Swali ni, now my question would be this, right? Now you're with a seat. You have someone who's a significant other. Sindio? Uh-huh. And then, unapanga kwenda date. You tell your significant other, I'm going to date.
Oh, unenda na msee mwingine kwenye simanzi yako.
It's opposite gender?
Yeah. Again, you are
why am I going on date with an opposite gender?
See, because you planned it.
Si mina na date, mbona yako insecure?
Hey, I'm your friend.
I'm your friend.
We've been friends before. Yeah. Like, I've been there. So now I'm like, hey, yo, I've missed you. Can we
go for lunch? On the...
Yeah, that's a hunger. So, provided...
Oh, not my plan earlier.
So, cut my plan.
Okay.
It's a date. It's a friend. It's a friend.
Exactly. That's the thing.
I don't believe in calling it a friend. It's only hang
out. Oh, Jupia won't agree. Na producer that can't date last month. Msani.
Hey, spicy.
Yondo shida. Shida ndo iyo.
Like, you are planning to go on a date.
Oh, with someone else.
Yeah, with Roy now. Will you tell me that you're going on a date?
What if I do?
Things go around.
Guy.
Generally, will you tell me about a date?
I tell you, there's this friend of mine. Listen.
Another Genesis.
I love it. Go on.
I'll tell you, hey babe, I'm going out with a friend of mine. We had planned a date. Yeah, so we go to make a sana villa to run. So he's around and we're going to go to the landed.
So let's move to your date.
As a boyfriend, no, as a boyfriend, I hear he's landed. I just can't. He's landed. I'm a lunch. What a joke.
So, of course,
you're spicy.
Of course, I'll talk about it.
I feel like if you don't say it, evil when you go, like it's a date. If you say hangout, that's even more sad.
No.
If you never end up hangout with my star.
I mean, yeah, you know, like, am I boring? You're going to hang out with someone else.
Mi naambia, why is she insecure?
No, no.
You.
Time out.
Back to you, Mango. Is that, if you are dating Shaka, and then you end up with a lunch and a no sim, utaambia Shaka ati mia unaenda date na a no sim.
Yeah, msema hata ita date.
Choose your words wisely.
Nakawa na ukula.
Na uko na Shaka.
Uko na Shaka.
Protocol.
See, I like you. Anyone with a different opinion.
Going once.
Okay, we're going to go. Ukiwa na Charlie na sound god, sema na date mimi, alafu nataka kwenda kuona Mike. Utanikuja kuniambia unaenda date na Mike? Ama utasema aje? Ama hata utaniambia?
Imagine nikuja kwambia mimi tunapatana na mshi yangu mimi tarakolitia tunapatana na city for dinner said.
So I don't need to have, I cannot have where? Friends.
You can have them.
But I don't meet them.
No, you can't.
So I shouldn't meet them.
Uh-huh.
But
not as
fast. Not like an official fancy. Tunaweza na mtura.
Nana. Nana na wewe.
Hey yo.
Hey.
What?
You see possessive women.
Yeah, what's wrong, men, guys? Are you men, okay?
I mean, like,
are
you men, okay? Men shouldn't have female friends.
What?
Hey.
I feel like men.
And that's why it takes 2 seconds to see if there's Nyash.
Explain.
What is it that a female friend is giving you that I can't?
Friendship.
So that now, no sim.
So,
gorgeous.
If you
want
to,
yes,
I'm their female.
Specifically, no, this one.
Namini Kwapa.
Yeah! Why me specifically?
I'm playing, oh my god.
So, okay, okay, if you are dating bro, eh? And Shaka was a female friend with us out.
You many accept for who I am.
If I was dating any of them,
they have to cut me off.
Not really, but you have to. Fonga
kidogo. The
friendship you had shouldn't be as tight.
As paramount, yeah, as it was.
Like, you shouldn't be given the upper hand.
Yeah. Preferential treatment should be good to you.
Yeah.
Not to you.
Deadly mind.
No, like, just use the terms. Make them so clear.
Make it clear.
Because if my friends were there before you, they know how to set their boundaries. Yeah? Like, for me, my friends know how to set their boundaries. And let me tell you, you would know all my friends. Because at the end of the day, if it's those group hung, you'll meet them. You know?
Again, I bring it back. Then, why is the girl insecure?
Yeah.
At what?
Why are you insecure?
Why are you like that? Leave it like that.
Wait, because...
Mbona siyezi kula mtura na manzi mwingine. Why are you insecure?
Guy. Ni mnajua mna kulanga do anything in a skirt, wacha mtura.
Hey.
Umeita demo mtura. That's what you
said. No, don't do that.
I'm so glad for what it's someone.
Unaona mimi.
Don't do that.
Hata si mimi. Unaona hawa vila na watoto wameka hapa. Wako na standards.
Yeah.
No, not really.
Akulangi tu kitu yote inatembea.
Men are easily
swayed, confused, distracted.
That's all of that.
But you don't have
not to. Not even emotionally, because emotionally they are very grounded. If they know they love someone,
then initially
your second head.
Nisawa,
does not understand that.
That's true. But that's where it comes as a man. A respectable man, your head thinks, but your head analyzes and you make
sometimes,
the right decision.
Sometimes mm-hmm. You do not let your head analyze.
Then you're with the wrong man if you can't
make a decision.
No, she's bad boys. No, it's cause. Let me say this. The more time you spend with someone, mm-hmm. and that someone is your type, let's just be a real. You're gonna wanna hit it.
No.
But and if the situation allows it, you will hit it.
No, Sim. Look at the words you're choosing. And he's your type.
Huh?
You can have female friends, but who are not their type?
Yeah, they're not sexually.
So somebody doesn't look like you.
Again!
So somebody doesn't look like you.
Not
because if I'm dating you, you're my type.
Yeah.
So that means I should not have anyone who looks like you. So if I go for someone who's like Shaka.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be okay with it. Yeah. If Shaka is my friend, you'll be okay with it.
No!
Ah!
What the scheme?
Ake yobi mekapcho kwa audio.
I bring it back.
Shaka, you're a threat.
Acha tusummarize. Acha tusummarize kile mademu wanasema. You can have female friends who are less attractive.
No, you cannot have female friends. Mbona mnaniekea maneno?
You're even making it worse.
I am making worse. You ask your question.
So,
okay. No, let me ask you. What is a female, what is a female friend? What is a female friend giving you that I can't? That is the...
Oh, yeah.
What if you grew up together?
French. Yeah.
You've grown up together.
So, I don't know what I'm going to do. When we're on a date, one of these niggas, yeah? So...
Hey, can you not say one of these niggas? No, my nigga, but...
Can you be rich?
You can relate to my episode here before. Just see.
Okay,
you're
dating
one of these men.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.
Yeah,
yeah, that sounds better. Yeah, that sounds better.
Anyways, one of these.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm playing. I can relax.
Watch me.
And then we have a female. See, they're close to you. Like you're close to them. Like you. They have a female friend that is that you won't feel something for me. And then,
if I'm dating them,
See, you're dating them. That's one.
That's a bro you're asking, you know? That's a bro you're asking.
What if I have a sour? But see, let's switch it up.
As double standards. Double standards.
What if I have a Cynthia?
Yeah. No, okay. Asking me, and we're dating. I'm going to apply double
standards. I'm okay with you having a male friend, but Glory Sema, once we enter the relationship, this guy has to take a back seat.
Yeah.
You can't be having that's problems fine. And running to this. Kwani mini, nini, mini kyo.
It don't make sense. And I do not want you to have.
What does that mean?
Okay, so let me ask you this, right? I've had my friends since all that time. Yes. You have
diapers.
Like, yeah, you know. So I haven't even ever pressed them to ask them will you be my girlfriend. But you, I met you 3 months ago, and I've approached and I've asked you that question.
Really,
don't you see that there's a difference between we when we can since. Anze na ushindi akakuja kwa Dav, and then you who I found.
In that context, no. Because that one, those are the men who go for women.
Hey, since I was in the belly.
The moment.
Huh?
Hey, Sha. Say again.
Men who go for women who they can afford at the moment.
God, they're called placeholders.
Yeah, placeholders. Walk up for Sai. Niki level up. Bye bye. Let me go for the shorty.
You know, that is the problem. And then you want to blame me for being insecure?
But guys, look.
So Sai, you accept me insecure. Thanks.
I said I am insecure and I don't want you to have a friend.
But why are you ignoring the things I've put? Like, I didn't say this person has omoka and is roaming around with Davido.
You know, like, these situations where these people sleep together, they just don't date.
Yeah, friends who you occasionally see each other.
God, nah.
Let me tell you, Roy can make you break that chair, but he's just gaslighting you. My point is, all I'm saying, I put all these things here, but then you've gone the extra mile to think this one is rich. You've gone the extra mile to think this one.
Ujaelewa, bro. Anasema, unamkatia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Shaka ndo long time friend wako.
Yeah.
But sahi ulimit no sim jan. May when I no sim nanza kudate. But kwa akili, no sima neza da niendo placeholder for now. Alafu shaka, ukisha level up. Ukati shaka sahi, kujafika ile status unadai kuwa. Ndo ukatie shaka. But ukisha fika yo status, unachana na no sim, ukatie shaka.
Let me tell you, even if shaka became a president, I'll never. She's a bro. I was just saying.
But there are situations like that with men, though.
But let me tell you, you guys just need to heal. Because for me, with my friend, my friendship is sacred.
We don't need to heal. You guys need to do better.
What do you mean? We are doing our best.
People do that.
That is true.
People do that.
Yeah. So
you guys can't relate because.
But I have met people who do that.
But no. Let's bring back the last episode, Mike. Let's bring back the last episode. So, why do you want to give it? Why do you want to give yourself that anxiety?
Which anxiety?
What do you mean? I have to give myself this manipulation?
It's not manipulation. Didn't you say you're going to date an El Chapo? Did you not say that?
Yeah,
you like that, right? You aspire for the smart ones at the temple. So right now, the bad boy.
No, okay. You know, listen, I can explain.
Explain.
That's end. Oh, exactly. That's I end. Look, generally, I do that right now because I have, like, the people I want also are doing the people I want are doing the same thing.
You're the wrong people.
Oh my gosh.
Like, there's another world with other guys who are actually nice, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
He's, oh my god.
You know?
Wow. Foolish. To be saying, just because I'm on the street does not mean I'm a bad person.
Hey, why are you going
See, you would trust your girl with me. Nini
shit,
you
Roy, calm down. Calm down. Calm
well,
down.
Guys, I've never been cheated on by a girl
with
your friend.
Hey, I'll see that shit a mile away.
Me,
you want to cheat on who?
You can.
No. Yeah. My boy can't cheat. My boy my cannot do
see,
shit with my girl.
See, the word is
that's why he's my boy.
You guys are so confident.
Yeah,
we know the boys we keep around us.
One of these days, we're going to do an episode in which I'm gonna talk to.
Let me ask audience. You. No matter how sexy a woman is, and she's your boy's, akuja katie.
Mami ya mwingine is a no go.
Guy.
Akisha, akianza kuni seduce, unafinya ex, unenda unamreport.
So let me even talk about
that. The boy comes before the nyash.
And are you sure the boy is gonna see it the way you've said?
If he doesn't see,
yo, now that's a thing we live with.
Yeah,
that's his fault. If the babe goes and twists the story,
what if Basi, you may not come sema. Story that is you are a cut off.
You ni sawa.
Ni sawa. Mimi nimefanya kazi yangu. Na mimi nikienda kwa grave na job, miss kujaribu shit na manzi wa boy wangu. Kali cut off friendship juu ya bullshit. Hiyo ni
ongea. No, it's just the belief that everything is two way. Like even your friendship, trust is two way.
Yeah.
You have to trust me enough to trust you.
You
have to
give
there's
trust.
No
trust.
There's no
trust.
There's
no trust.
There's no trust. There's no trust. So guys, you're gonna go into your and our favorite segment, which is Word on the Streets.
Na leo tunatoona kamam.
Na kamam bana.
Kamam.
Lawe kwa
deni. Ah, minimum.
Minimum.
Minimum. Ah, Shaka tukaka.
Minimum.
Justice for Shaka. Let's
see. And I'm the CEO.
Pause. Yeah. Would you call your girl kamam?
I know.
You're insulting me.
Umejoka mam. Hey.
He's
so
not
sorry.
Worth. He's not worth.
He's not for you.
Move on.
We are for street.
Street time.
I don't jump.
Come on.
Let me
difference between come on
na mama.
Mama. Wana mama is a different thing. Ni kama mama na mama. I'm a Ujito for Ujito.
Come on, baby.
Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on.
Come
I'm sorry, I'm a kunguru.
Mini
pastor Jivanji.
So this one came from one of us before, because thanks so much for sharing our story. So she says this. So here's my story. I was married and blessed with two kids. I was married for 4 years. Okay. She was married for 4 years. After giving birth to my first child, I realized my man had another kid another woman.
Before or after?
After giving birth.
No, the kid was before or after your child.
So that my son was 4 months older than his stepbrother.
Go back. Let's start again. So
after giving birth to my first kid, I realized my man had another kid too.
Okay, so they're together. She giving birth to her first kid.
Yeah.
Realize that the man. So, okay.
Oh
so
my
son is 4 months older than his stepbrother.
Right.
I talked to the lady. The
mother of the other.
Yeah, I talked to the lady. We had a peaceful conversation because I understood she was also being cheated on the same as me. But I introduced myself to the lady as a sister-in-law. Like, as a sister to my man. As a sister to my man. Now, put that aside. Again, my man cheated on me.
Sister wife. His
younger brother's girlfriend.
My man cheated on me.
Younger brother's girlfriend.
Yo. Oh, you want to speak about boys now?
Yo.
You want to speak about boys now?
I continue. Yeah. So I had no problem seeing them chilling together, whether I'm around or not. The girl could visit us. Sometimes I leave them in the house as I go, maybe on the market or run errands. I couldn't doubt them or expect anything. I couldn't doubt them or expect anything because I knew they were in-laws. Sema siku moja on a fine morning, my man asked me to stop going to work. He will be providing everything, even if I want wife allowance. I refused because I knew the challenges in being through. I chose not to step down from work. It became a big problem. He beat me up one night. Hadi akaanza kuninyonga.
Chuck my daddy. Sorry.
My son saved my life really. He gave me fair and asked me to go back to my parents. Since then, since I don't want to quit my job. First thing in the morning, I packed and took my kids to Katoka. After a month, he married his younger brother's girlfriend.
Huh?
Why are you thinking?
I followed up the question and asked how did the brother react, and she said they fight till date, they're not in good terms. To an extent, his brother wished I could give him a chance to marry, but I rejected because that's total madness.
I get the brother. Ulu.
Yeah. Ulu reverse.
Make you look so sad.
You see, now these are the men that give our beautiful women trauma.
Exactly.
I was about to say that.
Because what,
like, don't blame me. What is that?
First, no, but...
Natasha. I'm going to call her Natasha.
Yeah.
Blessings, prayers, and really sorry. And I hope you and your family...
I wanted to say something, but...
Cynthia?
Bro, Cynthia.
Bro. You know Cynthia Mingine?
No, like, where did that name come from? Like, who made Cynthia? Like, C-Y? Okay, don't mind me.
Tune in to you. And I hope you and your family are better off now. But you
are. So, how many kids does she have?
Does the man have?
No.
She has two.
She has two with the same one guy.
By the way, that's a good question.
And that guy gave him two kids.
Two kids.
And then this guy had another kid with someone else.
Yeah.
And alipata mtoto na young brother.
Not yet.
Not yet. Not that we know.
Why are we saying not yet?
No, I'm not saying not yet.
Not that we know.
Do you?
Let me tell you why
you said that.
I have a problem with that babe as well.
Huh?
I have a problem with the babe who married with the guy.
The brothers.
Yeah, the brothers. Like, why are you diabolical like that?
I have a problem with the one
in
the
story. With
the victim? Because, yes, I'm sorry. This one, I can explain.
Yeah.
Because, what do you mean you found out that this man had a 4-month-old younger kid than you and he still stayed, you thought it would get better.
I love it's a woman who asked that question because there's no way I asked that question.
You thought it would get better. He literally has a whole human being.
What about this thing of women who stay with you if they like
you? What do you mean? That's dumb.
I see you, Mike, but it's dumb at the end of the day.
I would get her POV of where she stayed. Number one, she was a young mom.
What was she gonna believe and start a new life with a single child?
I think she wasn't at the point where financially.
Yeah, because at that point, you're not just thinking about you, it's the child.
But otherwise, if you are at a good place and you could do it by yourself, don't come crying.
Also, you see now, let me tell you something else. That I feel as if it's confusing for me. I don't know about women, whether what their views of marriage. You see, I think
ask us. We're here.
Goja.
You are here.
But I see, I feel as if, correct me if I'm wrong, guys. Us as men, we're not afraid of marriage. We're afraid of divorce. Divorce is a different thing. But marriage is a different
thing. Always be afraid of that shit.
You get, remember, men are not afraid of marriage.
That's a fact. Yeah.
What a marriage commitment. To yeah. A girlfriend.
No, no. Sim Natasha. Heal.
Yeah. Heal. Let me tell you. You see what I'm saying? The thing is,
I'm gonna do that.
Marriage is different. For men. And as far as at this time, by the time I'm marrying someone, this is someone who I'm a Peter. All these levels like of child. I'm a tick all these boxes. And then when something else you maybe you might not know, guys. If you were to name your ideal woman. Are you gonna? The woman wants. What do you want from? Just go.
Hey.
Whatever. Just go.
What? Where did that come from?
That's what I'm saying. Continue.
Where did that come from?
Go.
I model. I love that just because of being like raised up by a single mom. Yeah. I model my ideal wife or whatever based on probably the traits I saw from my mom.
See what I'm saying? What men use as a filter, right? And now when I bring that up, I'm trying to say, in fact, whenever. I want him to be this. Not really did so easily.
Yeah.
For men, so it's one of two things. We say you look at our mom and you say you want someone to look at our mom. Ideally. Or
physically.
Not looks, bro.
Come on, you know what I mean?
I just need to clarify.
But then I don't even blame you. It's a real thing. Some niggas do that.
I'm not saying physically. Okay. That's weird.
Very weird. But even also, complexion is crazy. You guys have
like characteristics, but then also it's a matter of usually.
I know, like,
no, I'm not dating. I don't want to ask questions.
I'm so scared.
I'm not stories. Oh, my days, relax.
Who are you messing
with? What men do is that they say, I don't want my woman to have, I don't want a woman who has who doesn't have this, who doesn't have this. For example, I don't want her to be in the streets.
Stuck up. Pombe.
So not part of men. Small. I'm removing this. I'm removing
that. See me. Hey. It's only examples. Hey. See me. See me.
We usually do an exit kind of thing, and then what the person who's filled all those exits. Yeah. That's why I'm saying that you're not afraid of marriage. Now that you want me to ask, are you guys based on her scenario? Are you guys interested in marriage in the first
place? Was she married?
Yeah, she's married.
Like some three, four marriages would be good.
Shut up. I want some.
It's a single plan as we're waiting.
Justice for sure.
And I'm the CEO.
I know. I'm more afraid of
marriage than
divorce. Like, I'm afraid of both. But I'm afraid of divorce more than I'm afraid of
marriage. Oh. Really?
She's a bro.
Because
okay, sorry.
I'm afraid of marriage, not gonna lie.
Afraid of marriage.
Because
the institution of the community.
No, the responsibility. That's one. Because like I'm assuming kids, I'm assuming you forever. That's crazy.
I'm a brother.
Hey, I'm kidding. Yo,
okay, Ndaga and Yuele.
Why Ngojeni? Don't take me out of context. Anyways. That's like the responsibility, that's one. Mm-hmm. And then the things that your partner could do to you. You understand?
Could do to you.
What do you mean by that?
Like like this nigga. Like those out of pocket things that person would do.
Okay.
Just because I'm tied to you now, you think.
What about the beauty of marriage? Do you see any beauty in marriage?
I do. No, not really. Not even financially. Just a partner to die with, ama to be old with. That's so beautiful. But then again, how many marriages have lasted that long?
I see that.
A lot.
It's only 50%.
Hey, Mayoki,
no, it's a lot.
You just be disposed to divorce.
What? Imagine sasa ya ame and your nini.
No, if you look at it, guys, we literally discuss a lot of evil. In the society. These good things actually exist.
They're
in plenty, but it's just that the evil is so vocal.
Yeah, the evil and is outshines the good.
Yeah, and that's what I'm trying to show you, that there's a story you're missing.
Because like marriage is such a beautiful institution. Imagine.
Well, let me just say this. I have only seen one marriage that is the lasting that long.
I see.
It's one, even.
That's why. You see, like, what Mike said is true. That's why, when I've listened to me, say, Matthew, there are guys like us who we trust our babies with the girls. And you're not blaming our name of school. There's a time Shaka Lukwa, but not with the maker, but the land eventually. You're not blaming our school. But the truth is that such things that, as we say, they are actually good and they exist. Mm-hmm. But now you think, maybe you don't see them, maybe you don't have it. Mm-hmm. But first of all, pause. This point. Or you subscribe.
Oh yeah.
Unangoja kuwatu. Unangoja upe manzi yako mimba ndo pia unotice akona akona msemu mwingine. Ndo pia ni story on the street. Joja subscribe.
Unajua kama uko walking the streets ndio uko subscribe. Do
it. Ni wewe unaweza kama.
That's a nice. That's a nice.
Kama uja subscribe utajuaje kama manzi yako anapitia na anatumia hapa on the street. Wewe subscribe. Haya, lakini kabla
niendelee. But I fear my richness.
Nataka kukashifu mse kupiga wa mama iza nono.
Sure. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Don't you think? As a man, why are you using your masculinity to beat on a woman? Why? How? Why? What is that? What is that? Why?
I feel like that was his last resort to get the woman out. That's what I wanted to say.
That's a weak man.
I know you should.
As a man, you're supposed to be a protector to your woman. You're supposed to be a protector, not use your masculine energy to beat her.
That means they don't love you at all.
But I feel like they don't.
Yeah, bro.
Because let me tell you something, girl. If you ever listen to this,
girl,
then you damn karibu anyongwe na kufe. I hope that's what they say. Ooh,
and ooh.
I hope that's what they say.
But it's fast though. Like it's fast
though. They have a tendency to repeat the action. Yeah,
yeah, it's not like
yeah. It's a habit.
You think you know like this? You know that.
The Lulu is bad.
He will not stop. Just cause.
This girl's for like, you know, like, he talks to her rudely, but he really talks to
me. Bullshit.
It's a matter of time. Girl.
You see the stories you see in the newspaper, they start because you didn't want to accept the fact. Don't be a statistic, bro.
Now, you see, that's why I bring it up to what you were saying earlier. Not because you at this point in time, you have not seen a successful marriage. It's. There's this phenomenon. I'm also sure it's me right now, I'm on my zen mode.
Okay, go ahead.
But it's this thing called a quarter life crisis for us, as where we are. As far as this point in time, you're trying to figure a lot of things out, especially for your partners, especially for money,
jobs, passion,
all those things. Is it possible, if you are, to be honest, and yes, this is for everyone here, that your view will change in the next 3 years. Because quarter life is this, okay, for those who don't know quarter life is, the age is really between 24 and 26.
At the age of 25.
Why?
Ukiangalia my reports on the web, wanasema hiyo quarter life crisis in affecting yourself in their 20s and their early to mid 30s.
Is it possible for any of these views to
shelter to any crisis?
I think so, yes. Because one thing about me, as much as I do talk about the negatives a lot because I've seen it and I'm very protective of myself. But in real sense, I am a believer of good things. Like I take good things. I don't hate it because I hear me talk about the negative things. That doesn't mean I don't take the good ones.
Yeah,
I'm very aware that this is good and I will keep it.
But as of now, which is prominent, you guys, bad things or the negative or the positive. Shaka, especially like see you, me and Bonsand, you have told me me and you need to go on a and talk.
It's a date, bro.
Me and you are hanging out. I promise you, me and
my date. You never called my date.
Yes, you can produce.
You never called for. As the date when it happens, when you decide to.
Unakumbuka? Did you ulipanga date no boy?
Never.
Ulimtafuta?
Never.
Hukumtafuta? Shaka, we talked about this.
Slowly.
Slowly.
You've not even taken the first step.
This boy has a hole in his heart that is Shaka size shaped. Nimesema hivyo bila kushema.
Yeah.
Na sisemi tena. Imagine. Wewe pekee ndio unaweza plug hiyo.
Cool. That's a tongue twister.
It's a tongue twister.
Imagine. Date na
okay, it's a panga.
Hapana, ulisema hivyo last week but wewe una kupanga.
Say pesa haiko ya
deal. Oh, umeambia ulete pesa.
I told you to come with me.
Umeambia ulete anakutaka tu wewe kashaka. Your time, your energy, your thoughts. Wewe mbona unajekia responsibility zao zaambiwa?
Tabaki kinanga na kii. Anyway, shaka. Swali ni. Hey. Come just keep episode size you.
That is specifically on Spotify.
Because Spotify
only
Spotify exclusive.
So based on, honestly speaking, I'm more negatives than positives. You see that change in the next because me and Jen don't come back every madam.
Like
no knock your mother. I'm gonna knock your mama.
We gonna be Uncle Michael, Uncle Roy, you know.
Yeah.
That's something I accept.
Nah.
No,
nah.
It's true. Like, for me...
So, you have a
relationship
with
you? Ah, no.
Shaka,
you're going
to have a kwa you. Marriage. Hey, check. You have a percentage. You have a percentage. You have a
percentage.
You have a percentage. You have a measure. Definitive healing. I have now healed 20%. I'm left with
80%. Me personally, I do that with my sister's
point. Okay.
Let me tell you, Nusim.
Do you only without context?
You are fantastic.
What do you mean you do that to your sister's kids?
Wow.
We, like I tell, I like the way I treat my her firstborn is not the same way I'm treating her lastborn. Because I learn that I shouldn't shout at them. I shouldn't hit them.
Correct.
Like I learn. Like the way I'm treating the lastborn at that age, it's and not the same. I treat firstborn is not the same.
Yeah, you learn.
Yeah,
you learn from that. Yeah, you love it. I agree. You learn. Nice. You can learn from your trauma. You see, trauma, trauma ni ka kidonda. Like trauma, kidonda, utach your sky tabaki. Your sky tabaki. Liwe liwalo, upateska sai itabaki ya dead. It's the same thing na trauma. Kuna vitu utadu, udhani niko sawa. Alafu ukitembea tu street ama ukiwa tu pahali, hiyo kitu ikupige coffee kwa like, I thought I had healed from this.
Yeah.
You can't heal progressively that you're done with your trauma. But you can learn to live with your trauma in such a way that it doesn't negatively affect your present and future self.
Roy entered monk mode.
Hey, monk mode.
Monk mode.
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
Me my yardstick right now, currently at this moment, because I am going through a serious quarter life crisis.
Tunakuombea.
My yardstick lately, like when I've been meditating, that time I was fasting and praying, what I think God spoke to me was also like how the value you have for your friends. It's the same way. That's my yardstick right now. Like, right now...
I need to hear that.
How I value my friends, how I communicate with my friends.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm able to take criticism, feedback, come up in your movie, and be, I don't put in effort. So it's only between Asema Sai. Like, those are things now I want to work on right now. Because I believe, if I can't treat my friends right, then
my man,
I want to treat right. My kids...
And that's why friends should exist, guys.
Yeah, and I'm not talking about a relationship with China friends.
So,
women.
No, see.
Question.
No, I
had an epiphany.
No way.
Hey.
Oko na job protagonist leo natumia epiphany. Bro.
Anyway. it's a long shot because I'm trying to remember it. Mm-hmm. It literally disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
See, the same way I'm looking for someone who has character resemblance to my mother.
Yeah.
Okay, it's back. Nice. So now, do you know how much of the times that you've dealt with your mom and you're like, like you're mad at her, but she's your mom. And you love her.
That's what
mom doesn't this about. Thing manifest in our relationships?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the question. That's my people. Like, unapata mtu, tunawaita simp, but it's just that.
Umependa umse.
Yeah. like your mom, because she resembles your mom. Umepigana naye, but you are not seeing all those red flags.
Hata see red flags. Nile to persevere. Like, unaona vile na madhako.
You've persevered. Ni madhako.
Come rain, come sign.
I love the way you're realizing.
Ni madhako. Come rain, come sign. Sasa, na madhi yako, autakangi kupasavia, judunia imekufunza kuna options.
Which is why you see what we are saying.
Our generation.
No mana marriage is so hard right now.
Exactly.
Jumefunzwa kuna options.
Gentlemen. Gentlemen, congratulations.
Una get. So manzi yako tukusumbua. You don't think about it. This is my girl. Come rain, come sun. Tutasoti, tuendele. Zi, unafikiria. Fuck this bitch. Kuna mwingine ananingoja kwa DM.
Oh my Jesus Christ.
I personally, I'm smiling because I don't
to move on to the next.
No, now my point was Bonosim now.
A line, there is something I can't. Kuna malia tuta pasavia.
Yeah, of course.
But I do it in the sense that I know it comes with. I think it comes with a lot of kids.
Like you're very
precious. Yes. Yeah. So I've raised a lot.
As in tunelewa kama.
Oh, okay.
Don't do that to me. Right now I'm pissed. Many of you are the love of my life and I depend on the love of myself.
Wait, any present
tense? You used to be love
of my life. Love of your
life. Was love of your past.
Where love of your...
Yeah.
You're a new person.
Previous life.
Wait, actually, please, Jesus
died. Come on. Yeah. Hey. Period.
Ah, consistent.
Yeah. Anyways, I know how to do that. What's wrong?
Why did you say this Jesus died?
See, he died now. He died clean.
Neighbor wangu, I mean, it takes Jesus yako like, Jesus has died, now he's risen. Nitupia skipping rope nirudi kufanya exercise. I'm like, what is the relation?
Nah, guys.
What is the relation?
Me nimesema, Christians. Jesus died. Whatever I used to do, whoever used
hey,
to
it died with him.
Menda, me, I'm a newbie.
Now you're
body counts is zero. So.
Well, I saw that coming.
Ata ijagi kuwa more than zero.
Cut off his mind.
Period.
Azin.
Any comments?
There's a video I saw that if I was dating you before this year,
hey,
you are a friend. You are a friend. You are a friend of a friend. You have never been my person.
Am I calling you dating the last before 2 years ago? When is statistic? Is that for the trauma?
Oh my days!
I was very unhealed. Man.
Hey. What a rebound! It's getting rebound.
Hey. Oh. Ah, mimi nilikuwa
I know that is guys are boring.
Nilikuwa safari rally bro na
siyo. Yeah, that's done me kwa ina
serious. Is it that they've taken you for a joke or?
Nah.
Okay.
I'm taking it for
joke.
Wow. What is considered a serious?
Marriage.
A serious situation is when I may propose, let's start there.
When you're dating someone,
how do you know?
When you're talking about initials, talking stage, I had a joke and I love something, you're like full force in a date. Like progression in a far quake come after how many months?
Progression?
That's a good question.
In a far quake come after how many months?
That's a good question.
Progression. See, relationship. Yeah, you last made
like it's advancing. Oh, yeah.
We are strangers.
Mko strangers. Alafu mningia talking stage. Labda sa. Sijui mnapeana fungo ya nyumba. Anapewa droa kwa nyumbako. Unamintroduce kwa friends, kwa wazazi. Unajua kuna hizo stages ba. Progression. Like after how many months hakuna kitu imechange kwa like irrelationship.
Ina depend na venye mnatakana though.
Mnatakana.
Because like the girl, the nigga might want the girl so bad, but the girl doesn't.
Let me confirm something
first. And vice versa.
Let me just ask something first. You said a word that I've never understood up to now. Talking stage. In a talking stage, are you? What happens first?
You're talking.
Ah, chill.
Fuck you.
A talking stage, what's happened first? Are you telling this someone you've told that you like them?
Not yet.
Someone.
Talking stage na kwanga. Unakumbuka kufanya paper yako ya thesis, bro. Sasa bado uja decide topic yako. Unaenda tu uki research. So talking stage ni research stage. Unajaribu ku get a bit of information about him, say uone any potential or not.
No, but then
so you can have a talking stage with multiple people at the same time, and then from that talking stage you now progress to like
So what? When you say multiple people at the same time, is at this point you like someone who like at the talking stage.
So unamkatia like unaona uni potential, but that talking stage
next.
Oh, you are attracted to them.
Yeah.
So when you're attracted to this person, you can be attracted to many people.
Mm.
Yeah, usually.
Now
yeah,
the talking sure. stage tells you more about this person, then you get to know, do I now better. Like this person? Yeah.
Okay, now that has happened. Because me, I've always thought, talking stage is when, like, I see, I tell you, Shaka, mm-hmm. I have feelings for you, you tell me I have feelings for you.
Now, let me tell you, this generation has talking stage that lasts a year.
Hey.
Bro. It is true. It is true. These people talk. They just don't want to, like, it's not they. I feel like if a girl is still talking to you, even after a year, it's the guy that doesn't want to push the relationship. Yeah.
One wait, day, on. Yeah. one yeah, day in this, yeah. in this, I shall open up about a 6-year talking stage.
We are ready.
How do you have a 6-year?
Anyway, but at this talking stage, and then after talking stage,
now let me tell you my ideal is
Iko.
Me don't acknowledge that. That's what in my dictionary.
I know, same.
Shaka, my ideal would be this. I say, Shaka, I am attracted to you. I like you. Tell me the same.
Mm-hmm.
Once we do that, we start having that. That's when you have a talking stage because I'm talking to you to see if you're worthy. You're good enough to be someone I want to be in a relationship with. Mm. That's what I would do for me. Mm.
Then
you black girl.
Going on dates, what's that? Dating.
That's dating.
Going on dates.
That guy who said, you black girl. So I'm on the talking stage.
Yes.
Ati?
Yes.
What?
Going on dates with more than
should you be going on dates with more
could
than
you?
Could you? So
you're not like, you're not dating.
You're talking to multiple people, right?
So kuna kawa tatu.
I feel like you could. But don't tell the other party.
It's a problem if you're not already talking about other things.
Why?
You're not seeing a relationship then.
Yeah,
so you tell. So unasema. Wejua, trunadid na ile, lakini...
If you tell that it's giving a threat, like if you don't do your best, you know there's someone else.
Yeah. So I tell him to ajibike.
If you don't ask, I won't tell you.
If you do ask, I won't
tell you. Guys, no man I'm in pavement, man. It's too much.
These guys.
Too much work.
So, comment.
No, me, I'm with you. Trust me, I agree. Because, again...
Date one person at a time.
No, don't ask. Don't
you can't date,
one, nah, don't date one person. You can't. Panza for girls,
exactly. Especially going on dates, like it's just going on dates. One person at a time.
What the?
We are not in a relationship, and you want me to go on dates with you alone?
Option.
You did ask me to be your girlfriend, and you want me to go on dates with you alone? No.
That's okay. Minimum, no. Just confirm it.
Let's be.
Yeah.
What? If
you focus on this one person, count a date three people at the same time.
What? Yeah.
Why are you focusing on someone you're not sure of?
Because you need to see if you're sure of
bro,
them.
Nothing. By the time I'm approaching you, I'm telling you you're going on a date. Just now, I've already battered you. I'm not going to be looking at any other person at that particular point.
See, no,
like in Mercury's, like it's only nonsense.
Oh,
it. Like,
yeah.
Okay. why are you going?
Three.
Bro, let me tell you, like, talking stage can be summarized on a PDF. What is a talking stage?
That's what I'm saying.
Damn.
On all those three dates. Out of all those three dates, now you can probably remove one or two.
Yeah, because
depending on how they go.
You see,
and then now you proceed from there.
A one date.
Okay, from a girl's perspective.
First date, ni sawa. Unaweza first date
now. From a girl's perspective.
But awezi enda first, second, third, with still the same number of people.
Nah.
Last month, ukichop.
Yeah, literally.
And then,
second
and then,
date, awezi kuwa bado na three people kama first date.
Yeah.
That would give me confidence if I had that part of the story.
You can't consist, yeah. You can't consistently date two people at the same time.
Yeah.
Mini bro.
Whoa, no.
Remember his definition of a date.
Gotcha.
Remember his definition of a date.
Gotcha. Nataka kubindo hiyo. Nataka kuhati kichiki. Yoni swali muhimu juu.
Yeah.
Ame qualify. Ame pita date. Alafu wende kugawa na jui kugawa. So na
literally.
Lazima ugawa pia ujibia na jua kugawa.
Yeah.
lazima pia ugeje kugawa yake au unakuja na manzi na mgawi vizuri. You two could lack sexual compatibility.
The fact. Hakuna kitu kama sexual compatibility because you listen.
Mami,
come on,
mama.
Oh my god. Listen, because I believe that for you to be sexually compatible, you have to learn your person's body. Because ain't no way the same thing you'll do to me, you'll do to her, she'll find in like nice. Oh my god. You'll do something.
Wewe nikwambie, mechi ya kwanza sometimes ina bonga the left.
Until you learn me, ujue ni wapi unaenda kushika.
Hi Limba.
Ujue ni wapi.
If you advocate for second chances, who's you not? Kuna mtu unataka tu useme. All those guts.
I was young.
The chance is almost.
Chance
ya pili peke. Chance ya pili.
You're telling me the first.
Nigga, it doesn't work like that.
Ah, wongo.
It does not work like that.
Because here's the thing. Me, I've used the Bible against you guys. Because I've used the Bible.
Me, personally, I don't believe in kugawa. Kugawa kama ata mko
kwa mbushu. Adam did not jaribu with Eve mara. Ndiyo ajue.
Sasa bro. I'm going to go to the next one. I manishi kukula na yenyu mzuri. Get me right. Unaweza kulala na kila msee, but kuna ule msee anakuwa.
My whole point is sexual. Mm-hmm. This term sexual compatibility is so more. It's just a modern thing.
Mm-hmm.
Explain.
Yeah, because you are from Stone
Age. You have to learn compatibility. Kwanza unajua sex ya dem, like sexual arousal ya msichana, it's from apa.
What if sexual never, compatibility even includes LGBT?
You're like, I wanna hit that. No. For woman, it's mental.
It's very mental. You have to,
like, it's so complex. Like,
okay, let me put it in words she can understand. For a man,
she can understand.
Oh, you can
you
understand.
You guys can understand, like, from what she's trying to say. Like, for men, you can be turned on easily, like a light switch.
Yeah.
But for a woman, it's a series of steps.
I've been objectified.
You guys get turned on by how you turn on the lights. How I paint the wall. You guys,
how I
no,
see.
No, you listen, that's when. That's when. That's when.
That's
when.
That's when. That's when. That's when. That's when. That's when. That's when. That's when.
It's not like, oh my God.
Hey. Comments of the week.
Madam.
I know.
Namsigawe hivi yetu umepelekwa deti ya kushaga wa kwenda.
We na kupenda.
Be in a relationship first, girlies.
Exactly.
Until he's your man.
So utalala na kila mtu na
hiyo. Oh God, you're not sexually compatible. Nipe mwingine. Ah, pia uzoe.
Ule msee amelala na kila mtu Nairobi anaweza pata na review.
What?
Unajua mnaongea ufala by the way. You to say.
Acha tu bro.
Shaka. Utapata mtu wa ndevu anakupendeza. Alafu hapo ndo utajua sexual compatibility.
Oh, you want to I'm sorry, just one more question. So, if you find a girl that is so good in bed, that's what you want?
No, you're not getting me. That's not the metric for a relationship. I'm just saying everything could be right, but when we go there,
what if everything is right and you go there and she's so good, like really, really
good?
Amen.
So you wouldn't want to teach your woman?
Simnalan, kwani wewe ulienda shule, unajua kila kitu? Hapana.
She says something else about teaching a woman, and I've been wondering, is that actually something that women look for, that they want to be taught?
I'm not, this is scary, but I don't say it, like sitaki kusema ikae some people, but I'm gonna say it either way. If your woman is anajua kila kitu.
Scared.
Kila kitu.
Scared.
Isn't it scary? Like for real?
Scared.
Scared. Very scared.
And then if a man just comes to me, na anajua kila kitu, I'm like, this is a hoe.
I'm just katai.
Because what do you mean you know everything?
Experience is a best teacher.
No, look, personally, I'm sorry. Personally,
Big one.
Man. Personally, I look forward to learning someone not telling my man what I want.
Yeah, and you him telling you what he like wants. Yeah. Me to say what you
Therefore,
now
you'd
want
you
to
say immediately you're not sexually
compatible.
That's why we are saying
compatible.
It's not
anyway. Yeah.
This thing, African parents don't teach you, but there's
but
just
you know,
a way when you enter into that
the
bedroom.
First time just to look like they don't know.
What they are saying is we see the second chances.
No. Women don't know, they don't perform on the first time.
Why are you speaking on my behalf? I didn't allow you.
Women don't perform on the first time. They don't perform on the first time.
So that's not a question.
Like they are...
Women underperform.
Intentionally.
Yeah,
it's true sometimes. Or if they don't like you.
But mostly if they like you, they'll do it on purpose.
Do you appear on all your fake? Is that even
when
if
I
they came
on
a fake?
What if I see that?
Hey!
Man, this is a
conversation.
Ask
Didi. Hey! Okay, to move on. But I love to see how a man fake.
Didi faked all the ladies. He was enjoying the men.
Oh, let me tell you.
How?
Like, me say,
Ali. Me, that's what
I'm saying. Me, that's
what I'm saying.
What's going on here?
No, come on, something serious.
I'm starting. Me, many workers. 15 years.
Sorry,
Bams.
From Obala. Obala Sucks. You know him? Yeah. So, one of those posts for Instagram, he was like, by the way, he was asking the question, by the way, kuna Tinder cheaters. I think Tinder itself.
That's Tinder.
Yeah. Yeah. That's just Tinder.
This one was when a guy called One Face Series. So which
video? The videos are never good.
And stepdad. He said, ladies, if you find those guys who think they are better than their friend, please do the devil work on them. Don't feel any pettiness on them. Then
Shaka likes
Admin and Lisa Swali, me, has it ever happened to you? Then he proceeds to comment, women deserve whatever come their way. Boniface to pay his due.
Boniface
here. Because women just contradict him by a Konzo Amesema. The men who we used to be
could trust.
Those men, they deserve everything that can. Hey, what's that story?
And those kids' episodes, Stepdad at 21. Crazy.
That's a crazy title.
Nikona comment from Acro.ice. Shout out.
Acro.ice. Tell her.
Women just can't be quiet. Y'all are lucky to have Ochola because dude has a meme in his head for every comment and story.
For sure. My comment of the week is from Kamau F922. And this was in the episode earlier. Last year. We show.
We need to do an episode 2 of that. Can you answer once and for all? That promo will be run by you.
Sasha kota kimbia poko screen umeba
boxers. Endorse me, I will endorse those boxers. No, but see we better
boxers,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they're more comfortable than our own
boxer, yeah.
Wanna vanga
boxer. But she's one. Me, I buy boxers and wear them.
You don't.
You go shopping for boxer?
Yes.
Go shop for boxer.
Nataka.
See easy boxers.
So,
free though, see is free. The ones that yeah.
AU. African Union.
AU.
Hey. Yeah, those ones. Because they're like hot pants.
Huh?
The pants.
So they say about my. Mono Rashik?
I'm a buyer, boy.
I guess. Well,
but I'm a change. I can say my
yard. Oh, like, yeah, you see a pants.
Oh, ah, you need simple solution.
Yeah.
Shaka, would you teach your fat nyashed man to twerk?
That's a good question.
Shaka na penda haga.
Wait, now back when the episode.
Oh, okay. But looking at men's nyashes, not bad. It's not bad, but
guy, guy, to normalize that episode. Any guy, nalikuwa niulize swali, bro. Ukiwa, hata si lazima mjibu, but niliambiwa na manzi fulani wanapendanga kuspenki machali nyash. So yondo swali ya kwanza, do you have a problem with a woman akikuspenki?
Alafu,
chill, chill, chill. You are feeling me. Alisema kwanza mkiwa mechi anakupiga hivi maana katikati ya strokes anakufanya hivi. First of all, tani mesikia pale.
The heck?
Wait, what? What's for?
Second of all,
akiwa mechi anapenda ku. Siako chini.
Yes. Anapenda ku.
Eh, alisema hivyo. Yeye ufinya, yeye upiga.
Not with me. Because me, let me tell you. First thing.
No, you, pause. What if...
Imagine.
Bro.
You do that to a nigga and then he moans.
How rude. How rude.
Let me tell you.
Ukiguzo yo metine shi hapo.
Yes.
I was not wrong.
Because I'd block you.
Ata wewe.
Not with me.
Ata wewe.
Bro, no.
Not with me. Ata sani kwa hapo tuna nia.
Lakini...
Like me, at a, and then you just touch it. I can jump like a chicken.
Lakini ukiwa kitchen alafu unapika apite kama kupiga
sensa. No, I'll hit you with a mwiko.
No, that's okay. That's actually
fine. Yeah, kama usiseme kitu. Thank you for coming, Nosi. Thank you for having for coming to the pod. That's it from us, guys. Have check a wonderful
check
week.
Nimesahau.
Oh my gosh.
Kabla to sign out. Mtaka kuna shaka kikimbia?
Please.
Make sure meranizo numbers.
Please. I swear.
Yo video ya shaka ina ban. Iko kwa laptop tu. Run those numbers. Shaka must do the Standard Chartered Marathon.
October.
Justice for Shaka.
Thank you.
And I'm the CEO.
Have a wonderful week, guys.
Welcome to the studio.
When do you forget to say that?
I can't. I can't.
Zi, chiki, unasema, bro. Misi, chiki. Ukiwa bezi, unosha vyombo, alafu manzi yako tuwa kamili.
Mina, nasema, stunya, bro. Hai.